Okay, so in Eretz Yisrael right now it's 1:50 around. So Chatzos already passed us about an hour ago. So that means that this is the time when we would do the Korban Pesach. So I just want to give us a mitzvah on Eretz Pesach. Right now it's a mitzvah on all of us to bring the Korban Pesach. We can't bring it. We're ba'onis. So there's a mitzvah to learn the halachas of Korban Pesach. So I said, maybe we'll just do a couple of minutes of Hilchos Korban Pesach. So we'll start out with the most simplest part of it, which is that when does it get brought? So like I just started saying, technically the Pesach is kosher if it's brought after Chatzos. After Chatzos is the Zman to bring the Korban Pesach all the way until Shkia, basically. That's really the Zman that is kosher to bring the Korban Pesach. However, the Gemara learns out from Psukim that Korban Pesach is actually the one and only Korban that is actually brought after the Tamid Shoben Arbaim. There, as we all know, there are two Tamids. There are two Korban Tamids that are brought every day, one in the morning and one in the afternoon. The one in the afternoon is, so the rule is that they are the brackets for all Korbanos that are brought every day in the Beis HaMikdash, meaning that the first Korban Tamid has to be the first Korban brought. And as it says in the Pasuk that we read in that week's Parsha, that the other Korbanos are brought and they are burned on the Mizbeach, on the Olah on the Mizbeach, on the Olah on the Mizbeach. That's what it says in the Pesukim. Because every Korban that's brought is burned on top of the Olah because the Olah is already there because it was burned, it was brought first. It has to be brought first. That's a Mrs. Essay, that the Korban Olah should be the first Korban that's brought. And usually, the last korban to be brought is the ola of the tamid ben harbayim, the one that's brought in the afternoon. That's usually the last korban to be brought of the day, and it's actually a violation of a mitzvah asay if you bring a korban after that point. If you bring any korban other than the korban pesach, we'll get to that. But it's actually us. It's actually a bitul mitzvah asay, like wearing a four-corner garment without tzitzis. It's a bitul mitzvah asay to bring any korban after the korban tamid has already been brought. That's why usually the korban tamid is pushed off. The korban tamid is also kosher after chatzos, but the korban pesach is pushed off. Korban tamid, even though it's mutter to bring it right after chatzos, but we usually wait. We usually delay it in the Beis HaMikdash. They would delay it usually, and they would sacrifice it in the 8.5 hours into the day. 8.5 hours into the day, we know that after 6 hours, is Chatzos, so it's an extra 2.5 hours later that they would bring the Korban Pesach, the Korban Tamid usually, in order to allow people to bring Korbanos in that time, before the Korban Tamid is brought in the afternoon, because once it's brought, that's it, they wouldn't accept any more Korbanos for that day. So they, in order to allow as many people as they could to bring Korbanos during the day, they would push off the Korban Tamid Shoben Arbaim until, not the latest possible time, but later. Okay, 2.5 hours after its designated time. However, like we said before, the Gemara darshins out from the Pesukim that the Korban Pesach is the exception to this rule. The Korban Pesach is the one and only Korban which is meant to be brought, it's lechatchila to be brought after the Korban Tamid Shoben Arbaim. Again, if you bring it after Chatzos, you're Yotze. If the Kohen shechted it by a four Chatzos by accident, whatever, it'll be fine. The person will be Yotze and it's okay, but the mitzvah is to bring it after the Korban Tamid Shoben Arbaim. And therefore, the Mishnah says, the very first Mishnah in Tamid Nishcha, the fifth parak of Pesachim, says that on Erev Pesach, the Tamid of Ben Arbaim would actually be brought earlier. It would be brought exactly at, it depends on what was, depends on the day of the week that it falls out on. It falls out on Friday or on a Shabbos. But Erev Pesach. But every year it would be brought earlier. It would be brought at least 2 hours, so 1 hour earlier than normally. That is to say, in the 7.5 hours. Again, in order to ensure that there'd be enough time, because think about it, afterwards they need to bring the Korban Pesach for all of Klai Yisrael. So, of course, there's going to be a lot going on in the Beis HaMikdash, and the Gemara describes it. But that on whenever it's on Erev Pesach, so the Korban Tamid would be brought earlier. It would be brought in at least at the 7.5 hours. And the Korban Pesach would be brought after that. Usually it takes about an hour to finish the Tamid. And then the Korban Pesach would be brought after that around the 8.5 hour time slot, which is usually when they would bring the Korban Tamid. And that is a few halachas, just to start out. It's a little bit about Korban Pesach that we all are hoping to be, we would have liked to have brought today. It doesn't look like we're bringing it today, but we would have liked to have brought it. So hopefully with this, Hashem will look at our learning of the Korban, halachas of the Korban Pesach, as if we did bring it, Ezrat Hashem, and it should bring help us to be able to one day be able to be Ezrat Hashem, really be able to bring it. Karo v'yameinu.